January 16, 1938. How the divine will calls the creature in its acts in order to donate its works to her. If the creature answers, she calls God and receives the gift. Exchange of wills between the creatures and God. The divine volition is always around me. Now it calls me, now it squeezes me to its lap of light. And if I respond to its call, if I give it my embrace in return, it loves me so much, it wants to give me so much that I don't know where to put it all. I remain confused in the middle of so much love and generosity, so I call the holy will that loves me so much. And my sweet Jesus, visiting my little soul, with unspeakable tenderness told me, "Daughter of my will, you must know that only your Jesus knows all the secrets of my fiat because, as the word of the Father, I glorify myself in becoming the narrator of all that it has done for the creature. Its love is exuberant. It called you in everything it did, both in the works of creation and in the works of redemption. And if you listen to its call by saying, 'I'm here,' what do you want? It would give you the gifts of its works. If you didn't answer, it would keep calling you always, until you would listen. So, if it created heaven, it called you in that blue vault, saying, 'My daughter, come and see how beautiful is the heaven I've created for you. I created it to make you a gift. Come and receive this great gift. If you don't listen to me, I cannot give it to you, and you leave me here, calling you constantly, holding the gift in my hands. But I won't stop calling you until I see you possessing my gift. Heaven has such a great expanse that the earth is like a little hole compared to it. Therefore, everyone has his own place, one heaven for each. And I call everyone by name to give them the gift. But what is not the pain of my will in calling again and again without being heard, while they look at heaven as if it were not a gift for them? This will of mine loves so much that, as it created the sun, it called you with its voices of light, going in search for you, and for all, to give it as a gift. Therefore, your name is written in the sun, with characters of light. There is no way I can forget it. And as its light descends from its sphere to reach you, it is calling you always. It is not satisfied in calling you from the height of its sphere, but loving you more and more, it wants to go down to the bottom, to tell you by means of light and heat, 'Receive my gift. I created this sun for you.' And if it is heard, how festive it becomes, seeing that the creature possesses the sun as her own property, is a gift received from her creator. My will calls you everywhere and in every place. It calls you in the wind, now with authority, now with moans, now as if wanting to cry, to move you to listen, so that you may receive the gift of this element. It calls you in the sea, through its murmuring, to tell you, 'This sea is yours. Take it as a gift from me.' Even in the air you breathe, in the singing little bird, it calls you to say, 'I give you everything as a gift.' Now, if the soul responds to the call, the gift is confirmed. If she does not respond, the gifts remain suspended between heaven and earth. In fact, if my will calls, it is because it wants to be called, to maintain the exchange between itself and the creatures, to make itself known and to make incessant love arise between itself and the one who lives in its fiat. It is easier to hear its many calls, only for those who live in the divine will, since at the same time it calls her from within its works, it also makes itself heard in the depth of her soul, calling from both sides. What more should I tell you about the many times I called you and still call you in all the acts of my humanity? I was conceived, and I called you to give you the gift of my conception. I was born, and I called you more strongly, to the extent of crying, moaning and wailing, to move you to compassion so that you might answer me soon, to give you the gift of my birth, of my tears, moans and wailings. If my celestial mama swaddled me in bandages, I called you to swaddle you together with me. In sum, I called you in every word I said, in every step I took, in every pain I suffered, in every drop of my blood. I called you even in my last breath on the cross, to give you everything as a gift. And to keep you safe, I placed you with me in the hands of my celestial Father. Or didn't I call you, to give you all that I did, to pour out my love, to make you feel how much I loved you, to let the sweetness of my enrapturing voice descend into your heart, a voice that enraptures, creates and conquers. To hear your voice telling me, here I am. Tell me, Jesus, what do you want? As return for my love and as a promise to accept my gifts, so that I could say, I have been heard. My daughter recognized me and loves me. It is true that these are excesses of our love, but loving without being recognized and loved, nobody could endure or continue to live. Therefore, we will continue our follies of love, our stratagems to give course to our life of love. Then he added, with even more intense emphasis of love, my daughter, our sighs are so many, so great our anxiety for the desire to have the creature always with us, that we want always to give her of ourselves. But do you know what we want to give her? Our will. By giving her our will, there is no good we do not give to her. So, having her as though drowned in our love, beauty, sanctity and so forth, we say, we have given you so much, and you give us nothing? The creature, confused because she has nothing to give us, and even if she has something, it is ours, looks at her will and gives it to us as the most beautiful homage to her Creator. And do you know what we do? If she gave us her will in every instant, each time we would give her the merit, as if she had a will for each time she has given it to us. And we give her our will for each time she gave us her own, redoubling each time our sanctity, our love, etc. In hearing this, I said, my dear Jesus, I gain much in receiving the merit each time I give you my will, and having yours in exchange is the greatest gain for me. But what is your gain? And he, with a smile, to you the merit, and to me the gain of receiving all the glory of my divine will. And each time I give it to you, my divine glory, which I receive through the creature, is doubled, multiplied, increased 100-fold. Then I can say, she gives me all, and I give her all.